February 8, 2007, Joint Committee on Ways and Means Education Subcommittee, opening a work session on Senate Bill 5532, the Board of Pharmacy. We're going to begin with legislative fiscal analysis from Deborah Manthe. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate Bill 5532 is the budget bill for the Board of Pharmacy. They were here just yesterday presenting their budget. I will start right in with the GRB policy package recommendations that are listed in the memo. As Ms. McLean mentioned yesterday, there's kind of an interesting thing going on with this budget. So for the first package, I've actually combined two packages together. If you recall, they shifted from one budget agency number to another, and the accounting system and the budget system kind of mushed a few things together. So really, overall, the increase going out from in was $122,021. And on the second page of my memo, I detailed out what those increases were along with the recommendations for those pieces. The biggest piece of the increase is the request for two half-time office specialist positions due to increased workload, particularly related to Senate Bill 512 from last session, which changed the pharmacy techs from a registration system to a licensing system. We are recommending approval of those two positions, but just making a standard technical adjustment, adjusting the flex benefits budget to reflect the part-time nature of the positions as opposed to full-time. The second piece was the reclassification of the executive director position. The Department of Administrative Services, who are the classification experts, have reviewed the position description and determined that it's appropriate that it be reclassified. Therefore, we're recommending approval of that piece. There's a little tiny adjustment for essential budget level adjustments that were actually made after the transfer. We're recommending approval of those. The biggest thing in this package is the adjustment of taking out one-time costs that were approved in the 507 budget associated with the move that Ms. McLean talked about last session from the fourth floor of the Portland State Office building down to the first floor. $100,945 was approved in their current budget with the understanding that it would be phased out. It was inadvertently not phased out, and so we're phasing it out here in this package. And I've detailed the line items that the reductions would occur on. The next package, and the only other package, is the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. And this is tied to Senate Bill 34. And this particular package gives the agency the federal fund expenditure limitation they would need to spend a federal grant that they've been awarded should Senate Bill 34 pass. The grant funds are contingent on enabling legislation, and that's what Senate Bill 34 would do. We are recommending a couple changes, well, one change and then some qualifications to the approval, if you will. One, the positions are originally requested as permanent. We're recommending that they be limited duration since they're attached to grant funds. And secondly, we wanted to be clear that approval of this package, of the limitation in the budget, doesn't presume approval of Senate Bill 34. The bill will actually come here. It's got a subsequent referral, and we can talk about the bill here. And then if Senate Bill 34 doesn't pass, that the Department of Administrative Services would unschedule the federal limitation. There are no statewide adjustments yet, as there haven't been so far. But again, we will catch them up if there are. The reduction, the 2% reprioritization reduction, as I've indicated here, if the LFO recommendation is accepted, the other funds will have already been reduced 3%, and so it was our recommendation that they would not be reduced any further. So, Mr. Chair and members, with those adjustments, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $4,007,195, a federal funds budget of $340,000, and that House Bill 5532 be amended accordingly.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation, Senator Morse?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Have the fed funds been received for this grant? So they're already here.
Yes, sir.
And if we don't pass Senate Bill 34, what happens to those funds?
They're returned.
They're returned. You said that.
Yes. And, Mr. Chair.
Senator Walker.
could be likely they will be returned just simply because of the scope and magnitude of Senate Bill 34, which I anticipate we'll be hearing because it has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. But it's the collection of the data that is troublesome to many people. Mr. Chair, members, for clarification, and I see Karen McLean, but it's my understanding from reading the grant paperwork that the grant funds cannot be spent without the naming legislation. Only the planning portion of those grant funds can be spent. And therefore, that's why I say if they don't get the enabling legislation, that the grant funds would have to be returned.
There's one piece
correct. I think, yeah.
Come on up.
And obviously introduce yourself.
I'm Karen McLean with the Oregon Board of Pharmacy. Just one point of correction, Representative Glacio and committee members. The grant funds, the way they work, I believe Senator Morse asked the question, we don't actually physically have that money. They were awarded to us, and it's drawn down as we expend the funds. So it's not like we would give them back. And the planning grant funds, if we expended all $50,000 of the planning grant funds that were allowed to be used during 2005-2007, we would not return those funds. But the remainder of the $300,000, if we were not to get legislation this time around, either we would have to ask for an additional grant extension or we would just simply let them know that we are not able to pass the legislation at this time and move forward. So we don't physically have that money.
Thanks for that.
That's all I wanted to clarify.
Thank you, Ms. McLean. Very helpful. Very useful information.
Thanks.
Are there other questions or comments on the LFO analysis?
I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Does that mean you're going to go?
It's time to move.
Does that mean you're going to? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I will move the LFO recommendation as stated by the LFO analyst.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Devlin has moved that the LFO recommendation with the amendment be approved. Are there any objections?
Mr. Chair, if he starts talking, Gavin will have to order because we're going to finish in record time besides what he posted a moment ago. Good. 8 minutes.
But I was, Mr. Chairman, in my defense, I actually started exactly
Gavlin.
When we started. So,
Gavlin.
So I.
that means so there no objections, correct?
No.
No, okay.
So I figured from the actual start time that the committee was supposed to have.
Yeah, so hearing no objections, the motion carries. Now we have to do the performance measures.
Oh,
so, yes, not so. so does Senator Devlin, do you have another motion?
Well, I think Ms. Manton may want to say something before.
That's right.
Her recommendation.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Devlin. We have the agency's proposed performance measures in front of you. I have made a couple suggested changes to the targets, and those are highlighted in yellow, and I have reviewed those with Ms. McLean just before the meeting started. As she indicated in her public testimony, they hadn't revised their targets to reflect the most recent year's actual data, and so that's what this reflects here. We've also added the board best practices measure as well.
Mr. Chair, I agree with LFO's recommendation here, and if you're willing, I would make a motion to move the LFO recommendation for the amendments to the targets and the rest of the performance measures to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Representative Morgan has moved that the LFO recommendation with the adjustments be approved and the performance measures sent to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Objections? Okay. Hearing none, the motion carries. And where are we now? Oh, carriers. Carriers. Yes, I need
one carrier.
Well, no, I.
For both sides.
Right, we're going to need
two carriers.
Two carriers. So, Senator Devlin.
Yeah.
Would you? This is going to be difficult all session because it's Yeah, we need
Senator Morris and Senator you're the only two that
yeah.
I always don't have to worry about it.
No, so
Senator Chairman,
you have three House members that are on full too, so yeah. You don't have to necessarily have a Senate member carrying it on full.
Right.
You could just have a Senate member carrying it on the floor of the Senate, yeah. And then a House member that is also on full could carry it in the full and on the House floor.
Mr. Chairman, I would be glad to carry it on the Senate floor and have either Representative Morgan or Representative Edwards carry it to the floor.
I think that sounds like an excellent recommendation.
And if Representative Morgan doesn't mind,
the dental bill.
Yes,
I want the teeth in it.
I'd like to give Representative Edwards more experience at the floor. So
I appreciate the opportunity to be hazed by my colleagues on the House floor.
All right.
So we've got Senator Devlin will carry this to the Senate. I appreciate that. And Representative Edwards will carry it both on the House floor and to the full committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. And with that,
excellent.
This committee is now adjourned.
Thank you very much.